Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvi namaditamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So, Western Ocean, Third Wave, Chapter 42, Fraternal Loving Affairs, Verse 3357. The Udipans for Prayo Rasa are the Lord's age, form, horn, flute, conch, sports, joking, heroism, his intimate friend, devotees, and imitating actions of kings and devatas. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's age, his beauty, his bugle, his flute, his conch shell, and his pleasing attitude all provoke love and friendship for him. His exceptional joking abilities, exhibited sometimes by his pretending to be a royal prince or even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also give impetus to devotees developing love for Krishna and friendship. You know, like he plays Ramachandra or something, and they do pastimes, and so, you know, because that will always be popular, because then everybody else can be monkeys, right? You know, so. 3358. According to the wise, Krishna has three ages, Kaumara, Pauganda, and Kaishor, for the four. In 21309, it is described that that Kaumara age lasts till the fifth year, Pauganda till the tenth, Kaishor until the 15th. From the 16th year is Yovana. Right, so he's in Vrindavan, you'll never get Yovana age. You'll get the Yovana outside. You only get these first three. From the sixth on. However, in the case of Krishna, the ages appear earlier than usual. As we said, 1.5 times, so therefore then when he's 8, it'll be equal to 12. You know, when he's 10 years, 8 months, that'll be equal to 16. So that's when he leaves Vrindavan. So when he returned, be the equivalent of 16, he's already left.
What's the reason for the added?
It's just the way Mahapurushas are. It's just symptoms of these great personalities. Then they do like that. You know, like see Madhvacharya at 12 taking sannyas or things like that. They just mature that quicker. That's all. It's just, you know, one of the symptoms. Krishna is visible in Kumara and Pauganda ages only in Gokula. But he is visible in Kaishora age in Gokula, Mathura, and Dwarka. So Kumara and Pauganda are only in Gokul because he doesn't have any pastimes in Dwarka or Mathura as a child. Those are all in Vrindavan. So that the Kaishora age is there. He manifests that Kaishora age even though technically it's only Pauganda. Right? You know, and as we mentioned, it's the Pauganda so that because it had the Kaishora, then he has the pastimes of the gopis. So that people won't think it's all just lusty. Therefore, it's manifest as Pauganda age, so that people can't say, oh, it's lust. Footnote 5. Krishna does not advance to Yovana even after leaving Vrindavan. Means you'll have the manifestation of the Yovana pastimes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's, because he's attained that already at 10 years. 8 months, so he's already going into the Kaishor, but that's the age that he'll have the whole time. Yes,
I read somewhere it's mentioned that Kaishor has three stages, and the last stage is just reaching to Yavana. That's where Krishna stops.
Okay,
it doesn't go beyond. Like he always looks like a 16-year-old.
Yes.
So that's
okay. So it's also yes, Krishna. So it might be Vishnumurtis, and it's all Yavana. Krishna will have that Kaishor, but the last stage, so it has the flavor like.
What are the other stages of Kaishor?
It'd be a beginning, middle, and end.
I think it will come up because.
Yes, it's coming up.
It's coming up, okay. Gaveri. That's now Gaveri. Okay. Srila Prabhupada, learned scholars have divided Krishna's age into three periods. The age up through 5 years is called Kumara. The age from the sixth through the tenth year is called Pauganda. Right? So when he leaves Vrindavan, it's still technically Pauganda, another 4 months.
Hmm.
But by the Mahapurush timeline, it's already 16. And the age from 11th through 15th year is called Kaishora. While Krishna is spending his days as a cowherd boy, he is in the Kumara and Pauganda ages. In the Kaishora age, when Krishna appeared in Gokula, he acted as a cowherd boy. And then, when he was 16, he went to Mathura to kill Kamsa. And so, as far as the ages go, that's what it will be. It'll have those ages. The Yovana means he goes, does all these things, Purjanaya, Sadhunam, and all those kind of things. 3359. Kumara age is suitable for Vatsala Ras. Therefore, it will be described here only briefly. 3360. From the 10th canto. Krishna is Yajnabhuk, right? Because I think there'll be many examples of the Vatsalya Rasa, you know, there that are talking about Kumara and his pastimes. So that's right. It's enough that you understand what it is, and then it'll be more fully. So that's a Vedic principle, is that wherever you can explain something in its fullest, that's the place it'll be explained. So it's not a matter of chronology or anything. It's wherever you can get the best manifestation. So, 3360. From the 10th canto, Krishna is Yajnabhuk. That is, he eats only offerings of yajna, but to exhibit his childhood pastimes, he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on his right side, and with his horn bugle and cow-driving stick on his left, holding in his left hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice. He held a small portion in his right hand, ready to eat it. He sat like a whirl of a lotus flower, looking forward toward all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At that time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.11, footnote 6. The Kumara age lasts until the fifth year. Then Pauganda starts, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.309. According to Bhagavatam 3.37, the killing of Agasura and the bewilderment of Brahma took place before Krishna entered Pauganda, but was reported by the cowherd boys 1 year later when Krishna reached the Pauganda age. However, it should be considered that Krishna covered those ages quicker than normal. Thus Vishwanath's commentary on Bhagavatam 10.45.3 says, at the age of 3 years and 4 months, Krishna displayed the qualities of a five-year-old, right? So, because everything's all like that. During his Kumara age, Krishna stayed in Mahavan. From that time until the age of 6 years and 8 months, during his Pauganda age, he stayed in Vrindavan. From 6 years and 8 months until his 10th year, he experienced Kaishora age while living in Nandishwar. In the 7th month of the 10th year, during the month of Chaitra, on the Krishna Triodasi, he went to Mathura, and on the Chaturdasi, he killed Kamsa. Yeah, because Chaturdasi is the day for destruction. Mm-hmm. So Lord Chaitanya appeared on that day also.
Nishinga day.
Yes. Yeah, what did I say?
I said Nishinga day also.
Yes, he came.
No, Mahaprabhu appeared on Purnima.
In Purnima, I meant to say Nishinga day. But yeah, so that's about... So that day is a good day for destroying.
So if you want to hit someone, you would for
Chaturdasi. Yeah, that's exactly.
It's auspicious.
Yes, it's auspicious, exactly.
And when he said Lord Chaitanya, I was trying to think, what did he destroy? Ignorance, you know, you always tend to do something
with that. He destroyed Raghava Pandit's bag by eating it over the next 6 to 8 months. Therefore, the 10th year was the end of his Kaishora age, but thereafter remained at the same age. He just remained like that. So that's why you could say he just remained at that age. He didn't go into Yovana. For Krishna, then that's all there is. Well, you always hear, Prabhupada's mentioned about Yovana, because activities will be there. There'll be a mentality of Yovana. So that point is those activities will be done. but you have this aspect that's still Krishna. And he's always going to be remembering Braj and everything like that. You know? So in Vaikuntha, then you're going to have that kind of nice yoguna kind of aspect.
So even after Krishna returns to Vrindavan, which is pretty much 110 years or something.
Yes, yes.
He enters Vrindavan in what age? In Kaishore?
He'll still be that Kaishore age.
Yeah, right.
Like that. Means as far as regular calculations, he would be that yoguna kind of age.
Cool.
But the point is when he enters there, then he's going to be Braja Krishna. He's going to take that mood. You know? So that's the, yeah.
Because actually he doesn't leave, so.
No, he doesn't. But the point is he doesn't leave, but he leaves. You know, so that's the thing. He's in Dwarka and he's thinking about the pastimes there. You know, must be really unnerving, right? You know, because at night when he's dreaming, then he's talking about Radharani and Lalita and everyone like that. And, you know, Rukmini is right there. You know?
Who are you talking to?
So they know that they're the topmost.
I've noticed that even ordinary people, according to their mood, they be younger or like older within, and it's obvious. One day you see the guy and he's like young, and then the next day his mood changed, he's like an old dog, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's actually, you know,
it's all about mood.
Yeah.
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 Very much. Yeah, because like Srila Prabhupada, I think they're talking to Srila Prabhupada about age and all that. And his mind is, you know, we're still, you know, we're our age. We don't have.
Many devotees who were close to Prabhupada who witnessed how Prabhupada was often having a child.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, that's your age. Your body gets older here, but that's the advantage. Spiritual body, it doesn't get older. Whatever it is, that's when you stay. And also you have, okay. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada. The Kumara age is just suitable for reciprocating the love of a child with Mother Yashoda. In the 10th canto of 13th chapter, verse 11 of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami tells King Parikit, "My dear King, although Lord Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and the beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies, he still used to eat with his cowherd boyfriends. This is because at that time he accepted the pastimes of an ordinary boy, keeping his flute under his arm and his bugle on his right side in his belt, along with his cane. In his left hand he would hold a lump of rice paste with yogurt, and in his fingers he would be Pilu, the king of fruits. When he would thus sit amongst his friends, it would appear that he was the whirl of a lotus flower. The friends surrounding him were petals. As they thus enjoyed joking amongst themselves, the denizens of heaven would become struck with wonder and would only stare at the scene." And so, you have the rice and yogurt in the left hand. It means you're going to have a leaf. You know, it's going to be wrapped in like a lotus leaf. Or so you have that in your left hand, and then you take this with your right hand and then eat. You know, so that's what Brahma couldn't understand, because that Krishna, he's the eater from sacrifice, so it's all very formal and everything like that. You bring the things and then all that, and then he accepts. But here he's just sitting with the cowherd boys, you know, and just he's got it in his hand, he's just eating and everything like that. You don't have it from
fingers.
Out.
In between the fingers, there is the fruit.
What?
In between the fingers is that pilu fruit.
Got stuck.
All said is described in the south, that is a pickle, maybe made from this fruit like that.
Okay.
Because pickle goes well with.
Okay, then you can eat and then also get the pickle. Yeah, because kids do all kinds of things. Remember, Apatata was saying they go to these Brahmin feedings. You know, you're small, you're like 8 years old and that. You know, it's always the next village or something. You go there. When you get there, then, you know, you have the Brahmins who are organizing the thing. There's big guys, you know, like that. And when they'd walk in, it's got head, right? You know, like that. And I said, why are you here? Says, we've come for the Brahman feeding. Says, so you're Brahmins? You know, show us your thread. You know, like that. So they have to show the thread. Chant the mantra. You know, they're just joking with them. You know, they know who they are. But they just got it. And then, you know, in the thing, then they give these, there's one kind of big, I think, I'm not sure what it is, rice or something. Very big popper. Like that. It goes with the meal when they're doing these special things. But they're quite thick. And they're, you know, quite nice. And so they would always get an extra one of those. Because when you go back, it's after lunch and it's hot, you know, the sun and all. So they take it and make a hole, small hole carefully, and just poke their finger in it and use it as an umbrella, you know, for the sun. But, you know, because they're kids, so they keep walking, they get hungry, and they break little beets off the edges. And so when they get back, there's no popper left. You know, kids do all that kind of stuff. They love just playing around. You know, because food is the name. He also said one of the fun things they used to do. Is that him or that's another one? Somebody else, this South Indian, they said, you know, you have the, we sometimes get here, there's a wedding and they have bring the Shanai band. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a place where the Shanai band sits, you know, it's kind of at the entrance, you know, create the atmosphere, the auspiciousness, and everybody walks in past them, here's the thing. So the kids of the house, you know, when you're having the wedding or you know, relatives or that, because, you know, in a particular family, you know, that dynasty, you know, you'll see, you know, so many weddings like that. So all the little kids, because they're always eating and running around and that, they love to get some achar, you know, really nice, good, you know, strong-smelling achar. And then they go down and as kids to sit down in front of the guys playing the Nadeshwara, you know, that, you know, like that. And just, you know, lick on the achar and watch, you know, like that. Because, you know, it's fun watching. But the smell of it would get into the noses of these guys because they're playing for hours and they got hungry. And they would sit there until you start to salivate and the saliva would get into the reed. You know, they'd like this. Get out of here. Then they change the reed and then they start playing again. Yeah, so like that, keeping things in your hand, this, doing that, you know, it's all. That's what kids do, right? Yeah. So therefore, that's that aspect of there. It's that's the obvious point that's being made there. Is that, so then in here, the point of sacrifice means it's devotion. So the devotion of the cowherd boys is being expressed through sitting with Krishna and eating lunch. So it actually is yajna.
That's the yajna.
But the demigods, they're used to the formal yajnas because that's the only yajna they have. You know, the formal, they do the things, the offerings, the Lord comes and accepts and all those kind of things. Like Brahma, he's there, he does the puja, a thousand-headed Vishnu comes, accepts the offerings, everything, and then after everything's done, he goes back to his place. You know, and you know, he's telling Gopal Kumar that, no, he doesn't. Now, I'm not the most fortunate. He only comes for the formalities, then he goes back. But otherwise, he doesn't hang out with me. You know, so like that. The other aspect that you'll see is that here he's saying, you know, he sits like a whirl of a... He was the whirl of a lotus flower that the friends surrounded him were petals. That means they're all going around concentric circles. But in the previous point, it's making that he's always facing them. Looking forward... towards all his friends, because wherever they were sitting, to them they were sitting in front of Krishna, even though they might be sitting physically behind, but Krishna would be, you know, directly interacting with them.
Yeah. And each one thinks he's only looking at me.
Yeah, he's looking at me, he's talking to me. Yeah, like that. You know, sometimes there'll be a joke in that amongst them and then everybody, you know, so you think it's just what he's saying to me about, you know, Madhu Mangal, but actually everybody, so it's very far out. That's his... He means he's performing human pastimes. It's not that he doesn't use his mystic, you know, powers in his pastimes, but he uses them in to accomplish human things. Right? Does that make sense? It's just like if we have to... You know, it's like Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill as an umbrella. It's raining, so you use an umbrella. But he's lifting and holding. He could just, you know, have the mountain float on its own, or, you know, just get rid of the everything like that, or you know, send you know, how do you say, Indra to the next universe or something, you know. But he doesn't. He performs it as a human would. It's just superhuman. Mm. So he always maintains the human pastimes because that's where rasa is.
Right. Even if it's extraordinary and
yes,
seemingly miraculous.
Yes, but it still has it because he's in 16,108 palaces for rasa.
Right.
He's going to interact with each queen. He's sitting here by his mystic power. He can interact with each boy. Because if he just lifts the mountain on his own, then it's just he's there and interacting with whoever's there. But there, that everybody saw, and he's interacting with each person that's there. And the cowherd boys think, oh, you know, Sri Dhamma can hold it up, or you know, let Nanda Baba hold it up. You take some rest. Or...
So Mother Yashoda's kitchen, which from what I read, she's got about 100 stoves.
Yes, yes.
It's because of the magnitude of her expression of Matsyaya Rasa.
Yes, yes, yes. Because you could cook so many things.
Somebody like, how much can you cook?
Yeah, but even some of these preparations, you can cook it in some phases.
Right.
You know, let's say I want to make the water. I think they call it in Bengali akarjal. It means that they take the water and put spices in it and then boil it. You know, until all the flavors out of those spices. The spices kind of go clear, practically. And so you get that, and that's the water you use. You can be frying, you know, say you have a mixture of frying one set of vegetables in one pan, another in another, in the different one, then you're making putting together all those, you have all those ground spices, the blended spices, like pastes, that you're cooking in the ghee with the chaunts and like this kind of thing. Because they all take so much time, they can each be done at the same time. And then you assemble them all together and then do the final cooking together. You know, right. Then you have all, it means at the same time. That's one way. The other is that, because most things just one pot's enough. But then you have this song, Shukta Shakari Bhajit. That's the meal that we're talking about. So there's so many preparations there. You know, so... like that. And each day, that's just taking a typical day. Each day it'll have, you know, there'll be variety.
And they'll have their lunch bags.
Yeah, and then you're going to have, yeah, then you have to prepare for lunch. Because it all has to be done then, because they're going to go out. Yeah. Or it might be prepared later, and it's sent later.
Sometimes they deliver, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not every day, but
because they do take with them, because that's the thing where they steal Mana Mangal's lunch and then they throw it around and you say, hey, you know, like this.
And then dinner.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, it must be.
Busy kitchens, actually.
Yeah, because I mean, it's the center of the house. I mean, previously, where you had, you know, the nice houses and all that like that, this kitchen was the center, and they were huge. And the old houses, kitchens are huge. You know, tables in there, places to sit. Everybody be there. You know, the ladies would be cooking, the grandmothers, you know, depending on what they're doing, they may be cooking or sitting on the side doing something and like that. The kids would be in there, the babies would be in there, everybody would be in there. You know, it's all happening in the kitchen. And there'd be enough space where they could all have their place and all that.
And then the backyard is always connected to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The what?
Backyard.
Is always behind the kitchen.
Mm.
And that's the place you can...
Yeah, and they also have another place for taking meals there. They have the main prasad place, but they also have a side place. It's just like you get invited to someone's house for eating and all that. It's one of these big houses. And you're sitting there, and your grandfather, this one, that one, and all that, very formal and all that. But in this other room, it's like all the ladies, the babies, the kids, and, you know, all these, that they're all eating. So this thing is that they have to eat first, you know, but they eat separately. So nowadays, modern is you kind of get, oh, but the kids have to eat, and they do it right in front of you. You know, so then the point is then you'll lose the thing of the etiquette. You know, of respect. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they have to eat first, but it's separate. They don't eat. Does that make sense? You know, so the kitchens are like that. So, you know, it's just like, let's say, like in your house, because your kitchen's quite big. Let's say you're having that formal kind of thing that the kids are there and they need to eat. then they could just sit on the edge there, you know, like, you know, just that kind of a thing, there and eat there, and it's different. Nobody minds that. But if they're sitting in your place and then eating first, then you lose the respect. So it's, you know, the backyard, the side room, and that. Also all the storage, all the grain storage, all that. So kitchen was a main thing. Big main.
Yeah, but we were kids. The regular eating was in the kitchen somewhere.
Okay.
But the big outing was in the dining room. Or the
Yes, like that. So formal would be out there.
Yeah, never in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But usually it is in the kitchen, but everywhere. Yeah. Everybody's hanging out.
Yeah. You still have that a bit where they have a dining table, and then they have one side of the counter, one of the cooking counters, is bigger, that they have chairs and they'll sit there for like little things and stuff like that, especially breakfasts.
But you have to have a big house.
Yeah, well, I mean, before that was space, because Prabhupada's mentioning in Bhagavatam that ether is also an important aspect. You know, we think you nice air, nice water, you also have to have ether, which means space. Like that. That's very important for the human development. So, you know, so that's the difficulty, is that that's not considered. They just get smaller and smaller, the houses and stuff like that. You know, like they have those Japanese hotels. You know, you know, so it's, you know, it's basically 1 meter by 1 meter, you know, square opening, and then 2 meters long. And then there's a bed, a television, everything's in there. And then that's what they have. They're stacked up on top of each other, you know, like that. You know, ladders, and they just go in, and they're happy.
They
have those.
Oh, almost, you know, those.
Yeah, things. like a you container. Can
sleep.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. Very expensive.
Yeah. Calcutta,
they do have AC. Probably, I didn't look inside.
They should have internet and
internet. And
TV.
Some people
to crush.
Yeah.
5,000
rupees for a few hours.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
5,000. That's weird.
Now maybe less.
He's
going.
Of course. Yeah.
But I was checking in March. That was the price.
So it must be new. Maybe once they get
established.
So they just have them on the sides of the whole big concourse?
Yeah.
Somewhere, you know, this international airport, it's somewhere there.
Good.
I did pass through that, but I didn't see. It's on the side.
So it's on the, so it would be on the inside once you go through security.
Yes, yes. And then you just can.
Yeah, because they have a lot of space there. There's lots of all on museum. They have the side where everything is.
Yeah, where there's no cafe or something.
They have one down at the end. There's an area at the end, a sitting area, where there's bathrooms at the end, but you have to walk way down for that.
A 20-minute walk, they say.
All to the corner, when you enter the leftmost corner, there are stairs to go up where you.
That's the lounge.
Lounge.
Okay, yeah, because they have plenty of space.
Yeah.
It's a big space.
I think one of the smallest airports, metropolitan airport in India.
In India, it's huge for Bengalis. It's huge. But they can pack in. You know.
Mm-hmm. All the other metropolitan have bigger airports.
Yeah. But somehow or another, it feels more packed. Like the Bombay one feels more crowded than the Calcutta one, even though it's bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe just this North Indians just mentally take up more space. It's their identity.
Maybe it's in Delhi. Sorry, I might be confusing.
Oh, okay.
Probably in Delhi.
Oh. Yeah, but works there, it'll come down so slowly.
No, it's in Delhi.
No,
it's
in 200 rupees. Then people will use it. Okay, so then, Srila Jiva Goswami, the meaning is this. He carried his flute between his cloth and waist, because you put the cloth over, there's a belt piece. You have the dhoti and you always have a belt piece. So that belt piece, then you can stick things between the belt piece and your waist, and it'll hold it. So he sticks his flute in there. On his left hip, he carried a horn and stick. Because I think the horn is on a string. So that you put around, that'll be on the left side. In his left hand, he held a ball of rice mixed with thick yogurt. Always says without a plate, so he's just directly in his hand. Because generally you get things, you can put it, like, you know, you go out, you get samosas, you put the thing in your left hand and this. But it must have been really thick, huh? He held in the fingers of his right hand that portion which was about to taste.
Generally, these kind of yogurt is made like in the night they make, or like they make it before the yogurt is along with the rice, it just thickens at that time.
Okay. So it's solid. Okay.
Not that you mix later.
Okay, so it's mixed and then set. But it can also be this thick yogurt and then you mix it. You know, so if you hang the yogurt, you get thick yogurt, and then if you mix that with the rice, and then it sits, like you said. And it really gets. He held it with pleasure in such a way that his fingers would not touch his mouth while eating. Right, so then he caked it and just threw it into his mouth. Right? He made his friends who surrounded him laugh with unusual joking words. I said, that's why you see with kids, you say things that are just like very unique or bizarre, or not necessarily bizarre, just unexpected. It always makes them laugh and stuff like that. It makes them think, what? And, you know, and while the inhabitants of Swargaloka were looking on in astonishment, the enjoyer of sacrifice, the Supreme Lord, was playing as a small child. This was the cause of their astonishment. He who is the enjoyer of sacrifices, whom they see with their eyes, was now enjoying the food and frolicking as a small child. Voila. 3361. Palgunda age has three divisions, beginning, middle, and end. So it seems Kumara just has one, but Palgunda has three, and then you were saying Kishor has three.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Like that. In the first part of Palgunda age, his lips are very red, his waist is thin, and three lines appear on his throat like a conch. O Krishna, your abdomen has the beauty of an ashvata leaf. Oh, this is 3363. Because you see an ashwata leaf, then it's very nice in that, and it has all those lines on it. You know, you can see the lines. Oh, lotus-eyed one, your throat is beautified by three lines like a conch. Have you ever seen that on people?
I've seen a few times.
Yeah.
Of course, that's when they have not a skinny neck, you know, kind of fat.
No, but I've seen before, it's not fat.
It's not fat, it's just...
different.
Yeah.
But it's just they have those lines. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen it a few times, but I really remember seeing it once when would that have been? Probably late 70s, early 80s. Got onto a tram and there was a Marwari there. And the guy's skin and his car, he looked like a deity. He was so fine. His nose, you know, that he does that, you know, for no. And he had the lines on his neck, perfect lines, like that. The eyes, you know, it's everything. It was like, you know, right out of Shastra. It was really far out. Mm. Like that. That was the most kind of like obvious one, but I have seen it, but only in Indians, generally. I think sometimes I've seen it in our ISKCON kids.
Yeah, I've seen it at kids. I've never seen adults like that.
No, this one is adult. I've seen also, yeah, I've seen early 20s, maybe 20s, teens. Like that, but I've seen also on our ISKCON kids sometimes. Yeah. Like that. Then, you know, they have the piety. So. O moon on earth, your lips conquer the red effulgence of red rubies. What can be said? This new irresistible beauty is giving bliss to the eyes of your friends. So I said it's new, so Palgunda then takes on this new kind of flavor. Kumara will have that kind of some small, the toddler kind of look, and that'll take on. It gets thinner and everything like that.
Yeah, they mentioned ruby, or sometimes mentioned bingo fruit.
Yeah, so it must be like the same color. Yeah. The ruby will be, you know, you have the brightness, and the bimba may have that kind of redness. So, mm-hmm. So you have both those aspects. You know, like does that make sense? Like you see, you can say Krishna is that effulgence, but at the same time the darkness. So you see, like here, like on Krishna's arm. You see the darkness is there on the edge, but you see in the middle it has that brightness. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, it just depends which one you want to bring out. I think we had an example like that before, where it had a few different things, and depending upon what it's bringing out, you would use
blue sapphire, and then
green emerald.
Yeah.
And then another emerald, I
think. Yeah, emerald.
Yes.
But so it's just a matter of the brightness of it. Or you're getting the depth of it, or you know which aspect is the udipan, the tongue, you know.
bimbo fruit also, it seems to be like it's matte, but
emerald, yeah.
But emerald and ruby, they're very shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different kind of energy.
Yeah, so it'll have the red of the one, but it'll have the energy. So they're both correct. It's just which one you're bringing out. Yes.
Also, the fruits depict the freshness.
Oh, okay, yeah. Freshness, okay. That's nice, yeah. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's Paugandha age can be further divided into three periods, namely the beginning, middle, and end. In the beginning of Paugandha age, there's a very nice reddish luster on his lips. His abdomen is very thin, and on his neck are circles like those on a conch shell. Sometimes, some outside visitors would return to Vrindavan to see Krishna, and upon seeing him again would exclaim, "My dear Mukunda, your beauty is gradually increasing, just like the leaf on a banyan tree. My dear lotus-eyed one, your neck is gradually manifesting circles like those of the conch shell." And in the shiny, because the conch has those nice little lines on them, you know, they just nicely go, and they're very nice and straight like that, and it's soft. They're not like on stone, it'll have a chiseled look. This is has a soft. And the shining moonlight on your teeth and cheeks are compared with the Padmar Raga jewels in their beautiful arrangement. I am sure that your beautiful bodily development is not giving much pleasure to your friends. Yeah, also you see is the peepal leaves, when they come, just the color of them and the texture and that, they just get very nice as they grow. Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the words of some singers from another locality who previously had come and now have returned. Right? So there'll be singers that'll move around because you can't stay in one place too long. You know, so you move to the next village and next. And you know, you'll always get some you know, hospitality there. You know, so then they'll come back again. And so then there's always someone. So, yeah.
This also, the singers are the one, they do many plays also.
Okay, yes.
They keep moving, doing drama.
Yes, yes. That must be also that in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the evening meal, then they'll have the singers and do drama and all that. So the singers would be the same, because it's one science, music, drama, and dance. It's Gandharva Veda, so it all goes together. And some may be better at one or the other like that, but generally they go together, so you do a performance, sometimes you're singing, sometimes you're dancing, sometimes you're, you know, it's like the Bollywood movie, right? Sometimes you're acting, not all the time.
Yeah, quite mystical. One moment they look at each other somewhere in Mumbai, and then the camera turns around there in Switzerland.
You always had to have one of those. That was one song. Then there's the village song, everybody's dancing.
Yeah.
Then you have to have the two of them meeting, you know, that song. Then you have after the collage song or like that, then you have the one where that kind of maturity in that. And then, you might have the Vidushak, his song and stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, they all had to have that. Switzerland, before it was always Kashmir.
Yeah,
they're there, and then suddenly they're in Kashmir in the snow, dressed in the same clothes, right? It must be so hard to shoot those shots, you know? So, these are words from singers from another locality who previously had come and now have returned, seeing Krishna at an older age. Arudhe means it conquers. Kambuvat means like a conch, according to the rule Tena Tulyam Kriya Chet Vatihi. Vat added to the word means equal to that. So Kambuvat means equal to a conch. Panini 5.1.115. This means his neck became like a conch with three lines. Kuravinda means ruby. Sa Kapi means it is impossible to describe. 3.3.64. In the beginning of the Paugandha age, there are varieties of flower ornaments on Krishna, marking on his body made of minerals, probably markings. Yeah, because marking means you're performing, markings means they're just the existence of it. on his body made of minerals and yellow silk cloth. 3365. The activities of this age are herding the calves in all the forests, learning hand-to-hand combat, playing games and dancing. This is Srila Prabhupada. At this age, Krishna was garlanded with various kinds of flowers. He used to put on a silk dress, colored with various kinds of dyes. Such beautiful decorations are considered cosmetics for Krishna. Krishna would wear this dress when he used to go into the forest to tend the cows. Sometimes he would wrestle there with his different friends. And sometimes he would dance all together in the forest. These are some of the specific activities of the Paugandha age. Because in the Vedic, the wrestling, that's considered hand-to-hand combat. Because so especially grappling is the main thing. But there might be, because then if you can wrestle someone to the ground, that's when you can get them. Like you see, Bhima is fighting with the Rakshasa. And they're punching, they're kicking, they're throwing things at each other, whacking each other with trees, you know, doing all that. But as soon as he can grab him, then he can throw him to the ground, and then he can get him. You know? So the central point will be that grappling aspect. But it's not that you can't finish it, like Krishna with, I think, that Chunura and Mustika, just with a kick behind the ear, he killed him. You know? So, you know, it's just... whatever works. Or with Kamsa, you just punch him.
Oh, maybe you can confirm that, Maharaj. I'm not sure if I was listening to some Swami talking, some Krishna's pastime, and he mentioned that actually Krishna did not kill Kamsa. Kamsa was so scared that he just had a heart attack.
COVID-19.
You know, he just had a heart failure.
Could be. That doesn't mean he doesn't punch him.
Right, probably.
Because you're going to punch him anyway. Because afterwards, then he, by the hair, dragged him around the arena so they could see he's dead. Because you have to prove that he's dead. Because otherwise, then he might be. Now, because if he's just beat him up like this and he's not dead, then when he comes back, then he'll be even more trouble.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you have to prove he's dead. So you always see that they do something like that. It's not to show he's dead. You have to do something.
Hmm? Yeah.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are some. So when he says that at the beginning, these are the varieties and the activities. So these are the prominent ones. So many little ones will be there, but these will be the prominent. 3366. Krishna wore a gunja berry necklace, a crown of peacock feathers, karnika flowers in his ears. I would say more on his ears. It's not in, they're on the top. Yeah. A jasmine garland on his chest, and yellow silk cloth. Absorbed in the pastimes of protecting the cows of glorious Vrindavan, dancing like an actor in the combat arena. He gave bliss to his friends. So even if they're going to wrestle, then they're dancing around and making all kinds of moves and all that. Like you see his
capoeira. Being, like capoeira.
Yeah, yeah. You see the when I think it was when when Jarasandha and Bhima first started fighting, they started with clubs. Mm. But how they were swinging and moving and dodging and attacking, it looked like dancing. It mentions. So, yeah. And then if you don't want the, what is it, British to know or whoever it is, then you just do the dance part of it. Srila Prabhupada, the cowherd friends of Krishna were so happy in his company that they expressed their transcendental feelings within themselves thus, "Dear Krishna, you are always busy tending the cows which are scattered all over beautiful Vrindavan. You have a beautiful garland, a small conch shell, a peacock feather on your turban, yellow-colored silk cloth, decorations of karnika flowers on your ears," so here it's on, right? "And a malika flower garland on your chest, appearing so beautiful when you pretend, just like an actor, to be fighting with us. You give us unlimited transcendental bliss."
The karnika flowers are those yellow, orange, you know, trumpet side.
Oh,
shape,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I would think
in
so.
Vrindavan.
Yeah. Here they also grow.
Oh, okay. Those kind of those yellow
bell,
trumpet
like
ones.
Like
they're not so
bell.
Big, but
yeah. Like a bell.
Oh, okay.
I remember back in the 90s at the BIHM, County Cup Flowers.
Yeah, you see all of everything. That's the far out thing that we got. You see, well, see the chakabakas there.
Yeah.
It seems to be two sizes, a smaller size and a big size.
Yeah.
But,
one is more fat.
Yeah. They're very much longer legs and taller and
the
smaller. Here you get, I'm not sure, it seems to be kind of a medium one. They're not really small, not really big.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen one until recently.
Oh, there are many.
Yeah, now you see them a lot. Before you didn't see them, you just hear them. And it sounded like it was like an African savanna or something like that. They make such wild noises.
Lucky bird, kingfisher, chakramakas, parrots. They have their own time, actually.
Yeah. Coquilas, you see them here also. You say there's three kinds of coquilas, the local. You have the ones, the standard ones, the black ones with the red eyes.
Right.
And the feminine females have like the red eyes, but they're like pheasant colored.
Yeah.
They're not black at all, but they're bigger, like that. And then you have this one that it kind of has. I'm not sure. I can't remember what the body is, but the wings are very kind of like a dark reddish brown. And they look a bit more like a kind of like an eagle, how they carry themselves. The other ones look more like a kind of more like a, you know, the general kind of birds. But these ones, when they walk, they keep their head more up, and their head is more like, you could say, perpendicular to the body instead of in line with the body when they walk. You know, and their wings have that kind of big, you know, big kind of thing where you can see them. They don't like just fold into the body completely. When they walk, and they have a big long tail. You see them now and again, but they don't like to be seen. But in the morning, they're the ones that you hear in certain seasons, where really early, like just at the Brahma Muhurta, you hear them go, one of them go, doot, 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 yeah, doot, doot,
doot.
Yeah, it's those guys. So they're also coquila. But they'll always be in the bushes. If they're out, and they can tell when you see them. As soon as they see you, they'll move out of the way. And then the third one is kind of a medium size, like regular kind of bird looking shape. And they have a real long, kind of like a light brown, and then they have a real long tail, kind of a dark brown end. They seem to give, it means they're always being chased around by other birds.
As also it's mentioned, Krishna wears always this Mallika flower colour, jasmine.
Jasmine, okay. Yeah, it's the nicest. Mallika is the strongest, the smell, I think, of all the jasmines. Really, really nice. We used to have one in Prabhupada's Pukur. I think during the Samadhi, where it was growing, it's not there. But you don't see it as much. You see the Madhava Mallati a lot, but the Mallika not as much. In the middle of Palgunda age, the tip of his nose becomes raised. His cheeks become round. And his sides and other bodily parts become graceful. Srila Prabhupada. When Krishna is more grown up in the middle of Palgunda, his nails become finely sharp. And his chubby cheeks become lustrous and round. On the two sides of his waist, above his belt, there are three distinct lines of folded skins called tribali. Right, so they get more of the hips and stuff like that.
That's
you see,
because...
Yeah, well, you see, because always the kids, they get pudgy, then they get really pudgy, then they get taller and skinnier, then they get pudgy again, then they get taller and skinnier like this. So this gives me these ages, because the first one, he's gotten thin from being the more pudgy before. Like, you see it a lot. I haven't noticed it much in boys. I've seen it in girls. Like, at four, they tend to get real, like, thin and tall and everything like that. Before, they were, you know, more chunky and all that. Then they get a little bit heavier again, and they get thin again when they get into there. No?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I don't know.
That's what I've noticed. And the boys also, I've noticed they get really pudgy and then they'll get really tall and skinny. So here, yes, then the tip of the nose becomes raised, so it becomes a little bit more obvious and all that, and then the cheeks becoming round, and other parts become graceful, so you see there's more curves and stuff, because before it was just more thin, like that. So now he has the three, before he had the three lines on the neck, now he has the three lines on the sides. 3368. The beauty of his nose derides the sesame flower, right? Because that's that little raised part. You see it very stylized in the Orison paintings. See the nose comes down and then goes back like this. Yeah. Very, they really felt like that. But that's the sesame flower.
I looked at the sesame flower on Google because I couldn't work out what they look like. You know, sesame flower.
Yeah, yeah. Did you find
the perfect description of Krishna's nose?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very far. Right. His cheeks crush the pride of a mirror made of fresh jewels, and his smooth thorax becomes raised. This is a thorax. Krishna gave happiness to his friends by his beauty. They're looking at thorax. No. Because that's different from a lorax, right? The chest. Ah, okay. Okay, I understand.
My thorax?
Yeah, it's this part.
French word, thorax.
His smooth thorax, okay, so it's like that. Becomes raised, so that means his chest is becoming bigger. 3369. The decorations of the middle Pauganda age are a turban tied with silk cords, shining like lightning, and a black staff 4.5 feet long with a golden tip. Because before, when he was younger, they had a smaller stick, but now he has that like a nice staff and all that. Because otherwise, before that, probably they lose them, so they just give him a stick, right? The activities of the middle Pauganda age are playing in Bandira Forest and climbing Govardhan. The Prabhupada. Because before you just run around the ground, it's too much trouble to climb up. You know, so now they're bigger. Right? The coward boyfriends of Krishna felt very proud of their association with him. At that time, the tip of his nose defeated the beauty of sesame flowers, the luster of his cheeks defeated the glow of pure pearls, and the two sides of his body were exquisitely beautiful. Like, because that really good pearls, they have that shine, but they also have that depth. You know, that's very far out. And the two sides of his body were extremely beautiful. In this age, Krishna wore a silk dress that glittered like lightning. His head was decorated with a silk turban covered with gold lace. And in his hand, he carried a stick about 56 inches long. Yeah, because it says 4, and here he's given 4.5 feet. So that'll be 48 and 6. That'll be 54. So he said 56. Because it has the tip also. I'm not sure what they took it here. Is the maybe it was three hands. Probably it's from the baby. Maybe three hands. So depending upon whose hand it is, it'll be bigger or shorter. No? 3370. Oh, friend, look in that direction. Mukunda, shining brightly with a clump of flower buds on his head, wearing a turban bound by a golden cloth cord, holding a black staff 4.5 feet long, capped at both ends with gold, is giving bliss to his friends. Sri Jiva Goswami. Chatula Chamari Chari Chudo Jvala Shri means it has shining beautiful. He has shining beauty caused by the beautiful clump of quivering buds, placed not too high, enclosing the edge of the fine, bright colored turban. The turban is made beautiful by the cords of golden silk, which partly circles the turban. So they put because sometimes you see, first when they dress up with cords, they'll take the cloth and twist it. Like here, like Lord Chaitanya, like that. But he says here he has this, he's nice gold cords. And that, so it's And then they stick in the flowers, so not too high, not on the top. Stick them in so it kind of hangs down. And, Yeah, really. 3371. In the middle of the Pauganda age, the Lord, engaged in playing, seems to partake of the first part of the Kaishor age because of having an astonishing form caused by his sweetness. Srila Jiva Goswami. He has a form which astonishes everyone by its sweetness, by the attractiveness of color, firmness, etc. Madhur ya bhuta rupavat. Because of that form, he seems to partake of the first part of Kaishora age. Just as the other young princes, being endowed with all good qualities, appear older than they actually are. Krishna, being filled with completely remarkable qualities, partakes of the first part of Kaishora even when he is still at the middle Pauganda age. So you're already seeing some symptoms of that, as some of those qualities coming in. You know, because they're so wonderful. So that,
Maharaj, the Tribhanga form of Krishna becomes prominent at what stage? Kaishora, end of Kaishora?
I'm not sure. He's promoting anything, but you always see in Kaishora he's always using it. But we'll see here is that he was in this middle of Pauganda when he played the flute called the Gopis.
Three magic forms.
Yeah, so that's why you see also he has that little bit of Kaishora is manifesting. Because actually Krishna at that age was already started the rasa dance.
Yes.
So you'll see that. And so as he goes older, then the different parts will go. So.
Because Tribhanga is to attract the gopis, not to attract the karimbhoga.
No, but it's also a standard way to stand.
Standard,
yes. It's just a matter of whether you're what mood you're putting out. Because those staffs that they have, you know, because they're a little longer, that's why it's so big, so you can lean on them or hold on to them and just, you know, relax. And so a lot of times they'll stand in that Tribhanga form there because it's just easier than standing straight. You just cross one leg
right, like
that and hang out and wait for the cows.
So leaning on Balaram.
Yeah, Balaram is there. Yeah, like Krishna Balaram, like that. So it's a standard relaxing pose. But with the gopis, of course, it's going to take on a beauty that's not seen in the other, you know, in the other rasas and all that. So it'll definitely. At the end of the Pauganda age, Krishna has a long braid extending to his waist, locks of hair falling playfully, and strong shoulders. Srila Jiva Goswami. He is effulgent with creepers of locks falling here and there. Lila, Laka, Lata, Juti. 3373. With his locks of hair falling playfully over his face, with his braid at the back reaching his hips, and with his full shoulders, the killer Aga departs from Gokula, giving pleasure to his friends by his physical beauty. Yeah, I haven't seen someone use a braid for Krishna in a long time. But I think sometimes it would be back in the '80s. I remember sometimes being used. Nineties.
Okay. In the early days, it was like full on.
Well, you have the hair, but you also I've seen sometimes they use the braid. Sometimes they put it in the back. Somebody must have come across this and then put it, but you don't see it very. Yeah, I haven't seen it for.
I think Shiva Amara, sometimes he does.
He does, okay.
You know, in the farm.
Yeah, but you generally won't see it. It's only if you're on the altar then you'll see it.
Yeah.
He tried a few things in the early days, like the eyes.
Yeah, those are far.
The eyes, the clay pot.
The clay pot, when we first did it, we were there in the kirtan. It was 45 minutes, an hour before I noticed, hey, wait a minute. Everybody's there and all that. And then I went, Radharani's arm, you know, like that. And then they all, yeah, like that. But for no one noticed for, it just was so natural.
I was blown away by that. He actually came to Shiram's mind.
He told him to remove all that stuff.
That celebration was wild. I have to admit.
You were there, right?
Yes.
2001.
Oh,
that was then.
Oh, yeah. When the moon went down, and the night kirtan on Janmashtami, the moon was like a discotheque. That ball
outside. Inside. Oh, okay.
And with the mirrors.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. And Madhava was doing the kirtan and Radhana Swami went.
Yeah, that was fun. Then had all the swamis would come.
Yeah.
They had like six swamis there because they'd all sit there in the place, and then a few pujaris would do the abhishek, and everybody would be sitting and watching. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yes. 3374. The ornaments of the late Pauganda age are his tilted turban, the play lotus in his hand, and tilak on his forehead made from saffron. So it seems that before you just have a regular straight turban, but then he kind of do the, what do you call it, shanti? You know, he had a little bit of slope to it. Yeah. 3375. O Keshava, your attractive clothing, the tilted turban, the play lotus in your hand, the golden tilak on your forehead, and the dot of musk are making me, Kareja Subala, completely dizzy. How much more will this affect the naturally soft gopis? Yeah, so he's finding it just so beautiful, and then how much the gopis will be. So he's so beautiful that each one will see. So the cowherd boy seeing, then they find him so beautiful. Mother Jashoda, then that will invoke her rasa. The gopis seeing will invoke their rasa. Srila Prabhupada. At the end of Krishna's Pauganda age, Krishna's hair sometimes hangs down to his hips, and sometimes it becomes scattered. In this age, his two shoulders become higher and broader, and his face is always decorated with marks of tilak. When his beautiful hair scatters over his shoulders, he appears to be a goddess of fortune. Appears to be a goddess of fortune embracing him, right? So that's what all the hair is from. And this embracing is highly relished by his friends. Subala once addressed him in this way: "My dear Keshava, your round turban, the lotus flower in your hand, the vertical marks of tilak on your forehead, your kunkuma flowered musk, and all your beautiful bodily features are defeating me today. Although I am usually stronger than you or any of our friends." Since this is so, I do not know how these features of your body can fail to defeat the pride of all the young girls of Vrindavan. When I am so defeated by this beauty, what chance is there for those who are naturally very simple and flexible? Right? He's saying, I'm so strong, and stronger than most of the coward boys, and I'm defeated by this. So then, what about the gopis who are simple and flexible? Srila Jiva Goswami. Instead of Gora Shrir Udva Tilaka, beautiful reddish tilak, there's another version, Bale Kumkuma Divya Urdva Tilaka, on his forehead, shining tilak made of kumkum.
Some deities have, the black Krishnas have yellow tilak. The white Krishnas oftentimes have a red tilak, and sometimes only the V and not the Tulsi leaf.
Yeah. Well, we always put the Tulsi. So other lines they don't put the Tulsi. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, what you put. But for us, generally, we always put.
It's more like a Dwarka style, red without the
Tulsi.
Right.
It's used. I think the Vallabhas use. I'm not sure if the Barkas use. But they're bona fide tilaks. They're all bona fide. It's just that ours generally used the yellow. Because he said the saffron, and he says the yellowish. Because that yellowish color comes with a good saffron. So that seems to be very standard. But it also seems, and Prabhupada said the kumkum he's wearing is as. Because it says tilak, but the point is the tilak. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the Urdhva Pundra.
Oh, okay.
You understand? Any of those, like what we call gopi dots and all that, those are all in the Vedic called tilak. Tilak just means decoration. So Urdhva Pundra is one of the tilaks.
Oh, okay. So when Radharani doesn't wear tilak, she actually does.
Yeah, like that. So they're all right. Just that she has hers and Krishna has his. So that's the point that they're there. So he can be wearing the saffron Rupa Pundra and then wearing the kumkum of the other, because it says their decoration, because they'll put it on decoration for their smell, like Radharani, when they put the musk on, they'll draw in patterns. Not that they just stick it on. You know, it's just like in India, you see is that when they do the mehendi, they do all the fine designs, but sometimes you see, I've seen it sometimes, if it's not a big festival or that, it's something smaller or that, like in the Middle East, they'll use mehendi, they'll just put like a ball in the center of the back of the hand or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, just do it like that, and just put it in that dry. So they don't get into the fine designs.
You've seen here in India, they do
that also.
Red ones.
But that's on the inside. You have it on the round, but everything else will be designed. But I saw once that some kind of, they just put it on the back of the hand. They didn't do all the fine work. You know, I guess it wasn't a, you know, it was just some simple.
In India, they do for the boys.
Hmm.
Only round, not designs.
Yeah.
Because you are boys.
On the inside of the hand.
Inside of the here also.
On the outside, okay.
Boys, not designs. Girls, then
all okay, the get boys. All the designs.
Yeah,
it could be like that. So it's just a, you know, it's just a matter of the point is that it has the fragrance, it has the look like that. So it's there for the fragrance, but it's also you put the design. So it makes sense. But sometimes because of the word tilak, is because here's urdhva tilak, so that is there. Another version is that, honestly. Okay.
Interesting on the culture, thinking of henna, it's so, such a huge part of Islamic tradition.
Yeah, well, they would have picked it up here, because I kind of doubt when they were riding around on their little short ponies in Mongolia that they were putting on henna. So probably when they came into India, they picked it up, or it was on that side.
I'm talking Middle East.
Yeah, it means that side they put because yeah. It means, you know. So now it's become very big.
I mean, you know, the face, you know, the hair, you know, the hands. My grandmother would have been.
Yeah.
But hair is, yeah, especially hair is used on as you go farther towards the west.
Yeah.
Like Punjabis and the Sindhis will always use it. This side, not as much. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You know when they have orange hair. So what's the difference? They're not the gray, you know.
Now Muslims, they put their
beard. Yeah, their beard. Yeah, yeah. That's always far out. Yeah, it's bright.
In South, they use only the seeds, which we call shikatai.
Oh, okay. But that makes black, no?
That makes black.
Black, yeah.
No, but it's in shampoo, they use sugar. I always wonder what happened.
Yeah, it's supposed to make them keep the black. Because otherwise, if you don't put oil and stuff, then the hair will go kind of a brownish red. Like that. But you put the oil, then it stays black.
Also, in Bihar tradition, they have this tilak ceremony just a few days before the marriage.
Oh, okay.
That's the ceremony when the boy is very nicely decorated, and then all the he gets the family. I mean, the newly going to be wedded family will get all their stuff.
Huh?
This is few days just before the marriage. It's called tilak. The ceremony itself is called tilak.
Yeah, everybody does something, right? Three 76. The activities of late Pauganda age are wordplay, enjoying intimate conversations with Narmashakas, and praising the forms of the young girls of Gokula in front of his friends. 3377. Krishna, you are crafty, because you have understood what is in my heart. Therefore I am saying in your ear that the young gopis are now showing increased power of bewildering. Among them, 5 or 6 young girls have become most attractive. Oh friend, it seems that Cupid has become mad with bliss, giving them his own duty of conquering the world. Srila Prabhupada. At this age, Krishna took pleasure in whispering into the ears of his friends, and the subject of his talks was the beauty of the gopis, who were just tarrying before them. Subala once addressed Krishna thus, "My dear Krishna, you are very cunning. You can understand the thoughts of others. Therefore I am whispering within your ear all these 5 gopis, who are most beautiful, have become attracted by your dress, and I believe that Cupid has entrusted them with the responsibility of conquering you. In other words, the beauty of the gopis was capable of conquering Krishna, although Krishna is the conqueror of all universes. Yeah, because tearing means you're not moving as a pace that you don't need to be there, but you're just kind of there. So they're walking, but they're going slow when they could actually go much quicker, you know, like that.
Well, sometimes they go and come back.
Yeah, come back, bye, this, and back again. Yeah. 3378. The Kaishor age was previously described, starting with 21313, and thus there only will be, thus here only it will be described in brief. C. The best creepers with three prominent folds, clothed in attractive lightning, replete with the fragrance of blossoming forest flowers, the radiance of the black tamal tree, the cloud in the form of Damodar quenches with full delight the devotee's eyes, which are like chataka birds seeing imminent rain. And consequently, Sridhama remains standing like a tree whose branches are erupting with pleasing bristles. Srila Jiva Goswami, the phrases Ut Sikta Bali Trai Varalate and Pron Milad Vana Malika Parimala Stome, when applied to describe Damodar, should be taken in the locative case, in opposition to Damodaram Bodare. For describing the cloud, they should be taken in instrumental place, accompanying the cloud. Thus, the first meaning is as follows. Damodar is the best of graceful forms, with three prominent lines on his abdomen, whose cloth is like charming lightning, who is a heap of fragrance of blossoming garlands, and whose complexion is like that of a tamal tree, and who sprinkles the eager eyes like chataka birds eager for raindrops with full delight. In the presence of Krishna, Sridhama stands with the hairs of his arms attractively standing on end. Describing the rain cloud, the meaning should be as follows. While the best of creepers, graceful with three bends, rises up with eagerness for water, and while profuse fragrance begins to diffuse from the blossoming forest jasmines, in anticipation of rain, the cloud, black like the tamal tree, black like Damodar, clothes itself in lightning and lures the chataka bird's eye with pleasing water, which is now beginning to fall. The chataka bird is said to subsist on raindrops. The tree, the giver of wealth, in expectation of the rain, stands with its buds erect like hairs standing on end. Thus the verse has two different meanings. Or this verse can be taken as description of Sridhama and Krishna embracing out of great love, comparing them to a tree and a cloud closely interacting. The descriptions of the creeper, the forest, flowers, and the tree, by their self-willed action, should be understood to be inviting the rain. Everyone's eyes are compared to chataka birds, ambaka chatakan, which constantly look to the sky for the rain drops. The cloud of Krishna sprinkles water or pleasure on those chataka-like eyes. In proximity to that cloud-like Krishna, Sridhama looks beautiful with his hair standing on end. Damodar, considered non-different from the cloud, Damodar Aram Bodhara, Bodharam, is described with various phrases in the first part of the verse. Sridhama, representing the forest, Shaki, is then described. His limbs with arms like branches of a tree are attractively spread, akirna, with hairs which are standing on end, roma, kilaka. So you see, it just gets more beauty and all that, the depth of it just gets more as it goes. All the way through, it's so attractive, but it just gets more and more of that depth. 3380. Krishna of Kaishor age is most attractive for all the devotees. Thus, the beauty of a Yovana age does not appear in Krishna and is not described here at all.
Lord, it's interesting how when you have descriptions of Krishna's opulence as Bhagavan, you may use technical terms, philosophical terms, but the more you get into the Ras, the more it has to be poetic.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because the poetry is then where all that taste, the subtlety in that is very important. Vatsyayana mentions that girls get very upset if boys can't catch subtleties of you know, how you say, what do you call it, you know, alluding to something or poetic aspects or these kind of things. It annoys them very much. So we see here Krishna, you know, being the most attractive, is very expert.
Even, you know, some of the Goswami literatures, they describe pastime where they have some amazing smart jokes, but the poetics that I use is just mind-blowing, you know. The analogies.
Yes, you see, what was that? The one that's the activities of Lake Pauganda are wordplay, right? Enjoying intimate conversations with Narmashakas. So in there, it'll also be wordplay and also saying things in a poetic way, like here, comparing to the tree and the cloud and the, you know, how you say, standing the hairs on end and the rain and the chatter, all these different things. But yeah, it's very nice. Yes.
Baladev Vidyabhushan describes the three gunas of poetry are sweetness, clarity, and vigor. So this is very prominently seen, that's why poetry gives that.
Okay, so here you have more of the sweetness,
clarity, and vigor.
Yeah, well, I guess vigor also is just the virya, so that's the aspect, that's part of Prajumna, that's the attractiveness. Srila Jiva Goswami, this form of Krishna, Ayam, during Kaishor period, being Yovana mixed with the previous age, up to 16 years, is most pleasurable to all the devotees. The form of Krishna being during Kumara and Pauganda ages are also pleasurable, but to less degrees, Pauganda, and to lesser degrees, Kumara. Footnote 7. Kumara age is especially attractive to the Vatsalya Bhaktas, and Shakya relations only appear at the very end of that period. Pauganda age is most attractive to the Shaka Bhaktas, but Dasa and Vatsalya relationships are also present. Kaishor age is especially attractive to the Mathura Bhaktas, but it's also attractive to the Dasya Bhakti, Shakya Bhaktas, and Vatsalya. Because it's just so attractive. Everybody's attractive, but it enthuses them in their own particular rasa. Yes.
One question about this one. So Krishna has got these three ages plus Yovanam, which is prominently said. Based on the rasa, how about everyone else aging? How does that work?
No, they don't need to. I mean, the cowherd boys might age, and the cowgirls up to their whatever is the standard age for them. But otherwise, the adults wouldn't age. Let me just show them all that.
It's like when Krishna leaves for Dwarka and when he returns.
They'll all be the same.
They're the same, right?
Yeah. There won't be any difference. He looks the same, why they wouldn't look the same? Yeah. So whatever age he left Vrindavan, that's what...
Because they're in their spiritual body anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. So there's no... Because that's a natural relationship. So if someone, let's say, is... Because you can see all these different ages, then there may be... there's going to be pastimes where these will be the prominent aspects of this pastime. So you might see is that those are always going on at that age. But it's in the Gokul Leela, then in the Boma Leela, then you'll see he goes up and grows up through these ages. But otherwise in Goloka, it's going to be according to your particular flavor, and you're going to be at that point. But those who are there throughout all, like Mother Jashoda, will be in all these pastimes. It's not that, you know, he's in Kaishor pastimes and mainly focused on the gopis and the Narmashakas. It's not that Mother Jashoda is not part of the pastimes. You know, it's just that that will be the prominent feature that will be there. But in another one, then you'll see it'll be these Kumara or Pauganda aspects that will be prominent. Because Kumara, he's up and he'll be at home until a certain age, and only at that age then he starts to take out the calves. So he's always at home, so that will be the prominence. And once he starts taking out the calves, now the cowherd boys start to come in. Like that. But parents are always very much involved. Then you get into the the Pauganda more, and so then they're involved, but it'll be more morning and evening, and the day they'll be going out. Is that you know, so then they'll have light, and then with the Kaishor, then he'll be, you know, the actual element going out at night also, but that doesn't affect the others, because they're all asleep, so it doesn't take out of their time. You know, so because Mother Shoda has that flavor, there's always going to be the pastimes of Kumara. He's always going to be there. You know. So you can have all these going on eternally, and you also have the pastime where he's growing up. So all that can be. Mother Shoda can taste all of that. You know, so it's not a problem. Yeah. Krishna's still a baby, but at the same time he's grown up. You know, so it's all going on.
That's where it's coming from when we say that to the eyes of a mother.
Yes.
You know, even if you're the president of the country, she'll call you and say, you wash your socks.
Yes, of course.
Did you brush
Are you
teeth?
Eating properly? Are you resting?
When
you're coming home.
Yes.
You're always the kid.
Yeah, always. Always the kid. Yeah, probably also the same to your older brothers and sisters. You're still a kid.
Yeah, right.
You know, so like you said, even he's the president, you know, his elder brother will tell him, yeah, but in a wrestling match, I'll still beat you, you know.
Yeah, right.
So even mundane rasa reflects sty in certain aspects.
Yes,
with
course.
Others it doesn't work. People suffer, that's it, I don't know you, I don't want to see your face. But
yeah.
But parental, it has its own flavor.
Yeah. So everything here is a reflection. It's just perverted because it's not about Krishna. You know, we emphasize too much the jnana and kriya aspects.
Yeah.
While there, the jnana and kriya are simply their methods of expression. So that's why you have all the different cowherd boys, all the different gopis, because there's going to be a certain combination of that jnana and kriya that they're going to express. It's going to be unique compared to the others. And it will have its place. There'll be a time where that's the one, and then that cowherd boy or that gopi or that, there'll be the one that brings out that taste of the pastime at that point. You know, like that. Especially, you know, if it's more specific, and then you have the bigger ones, you know, like that. Lalita, Vishaka, and that, then they'll have a wider range because everyone else is expanding off of them. So then they'll be more involved, prominent, more things in Radharani, then everyone's coming. So she'll be in all of them. So.
Yeah. My brother still calls me by the nickname I was given when I was like six.
Yeah, of course. It'll be like that.
Hey, Kira.
Doesn't matter.
I'm 63 now.
Yeah, but you guys are sitting around on the, you know, I say, what's the equivalent? You have a yanta. What's the male form?
Yantala.
Yantala. And what's the grandfather? No. Okay, but whatever, he's sitting around on the veranda in your rocking chairs and the canes like that, he's still going to call you that. It doesn't matter. He's going to say, you're just a punk kid. He's like, what do you mean? You know? Doesn't matter. That's the thing about rasa. That's what freaks out the living entity, because rasa is supposed to be permanent.
Right.
And so then it changes, or people leave, or, you know, stuff like that. That's then why there's a frustration in the material world. That's what we're looking to correct. So the spiritual world, then the relationships with that, those are eternal. They never change. Because they're so tasty, because they're connected to Krishna. And that, so they don't need to. There'll be variety, but there's no need to change. The sty doesn't need to change. But which aspect of the others, then those things will work.
Hmm.
Also,
the living entity, selfish desire, the intensity of every rasa goes down.
Yes, of course. The more it goes away from, means when it's directed at Krishna personally, that'll be the most intense. When it's connected to Krishna but not directed towards him, then it'll be less. You're following the rules and regulations of not directing Krishna, because the rules are coming from Krishna, it'll still have some intensity, like, you know, you'll see, like, let's say in any kind of more traditional kind of relationships or family or community, the intensity is greater.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes down to just whenever occasionally till, you know, they say hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. But some of them have better relationships. Pigs are a real strong community.
Yeah.
You know, even when, like, they sleep, they fight. You've seen them in Vrindavan, they all lay down like dominoes, and then the bigger ones like that, and then the middle ones on top of them, you know, in the cracks, you know, like that. It's really far out. So it's like a pile of pigs, you know, like that. Yeah, really far. Because of this, Tena, the beauty of the pure Yovana age, beyond the Kishore age, does not appear in Krishna, not Iha, since it is just a shadow of the other ages. Right? So all the flavors are in these three. Yovana is just then an aspect that has, you know, these different things in. Thus, it is not described even a little. Kachin. It's just, don't even bother. Because in Vrindavan, then it only these three. So that's also why we wouldn't be attracted by the other pastimes, because the beauty won't be as great as here. So that's why Prabhupada said he's giving us Kishore, because that's the most intense, the fullest.
Right. Isn't that it? From Yavana onwards, the duties become more prominent?
Yes, duties, yeah. So Maryada comes out more, there's more of that kind of aspect.
Like with Ramachandra.
Yeah, that's the fullest, you could say. That's, it seems to be that's the longest, the farthest you stretch the you know, the whole Goloka kind of five relationships. You know, because you know, I mean, you still have the parents, but the conjugals are really reduced down to one, you know, and then like that. And the following the rules is the most prominent, like that. So then it's now just stepped down to just the two rasas and just the rules.
Because in Ramayana, there is not much description of Kaumar and Pogan. It only starts from Kishore and then moves to Yavan. And then
Oh, there's not so much as this child.
No, not like.
Yeah, because where do you follow the rules as a child? So it's only once he follows the rules, then you know, you're talking.
Yeah, two or three past tense with Dashrath Maharaj, that's it.
Yeah, very respectful and things like that. You know, like Krishna carrying the shoes on his head for Nand Maharaj, when he's real small. And stuff like that would be brought up.
Yeah.
Then the form of Krishna as Udipanas, now the Udipans. Like that. So we just mentioned, okay. O lotus-eyed Krishna, intelligent boy, what is the use of decorating your body with ornaments? Your body pleases us friends with its own luster. Right? So just on his own, he's just so attractive. So the point, why put on the ornaments? You know, it just means it more beautiful. 3382, the horn as Udipana. When the horn sounded loudly from the steps of the rooftop pavilion in the summer season in Vraja, all the cowherd boys woke up with hairs standing on end. Srila Jivita Swami. The pavilion on the roof of Krishna's house served as a sleeping place during the summer in Vraja. Maga Kavya says, Yasyam Ashe Vanta Namad Valika Samam Vadupir Vadapir Yuvanaha. The young men used the rooftop pavilion made of bending thatch with the women.
The one which is covering, then women sleep like this is inside and the rooftop, the outer part, men sleep.
Yeah, you see, also, I remember in the south, you'd see is they have a flat roof, but they always build a structure on top. It's like leaves and that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bamboo and leaves and all that, just for, you know, things in the summer and stuff.
Very
bonafide,
big.
Yes, it's very bonafide. So. Yeah. So the pavilion on the roof, so that makes sense.
With solar panels.
Sorry?
With solar panels.
Yes, of course. Of course. You know, it's like that. You gotta keep the Wi-Fi going. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Vandita Gaura.